कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभागिरी वरदारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभागिरी वरदारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय गौरानिता गौरानिता गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव जय सुभद्रा। जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। हरि गौर प्रेमानंदे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिराजकार स्तोत्र सतसिमरन डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिराजकार स्तोत्र सतसिमरन डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिदान सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। हरि गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 23, Text 30, which is written on the board. So I just recite by myself because it is a long one. Okay. So, Granthino na pratyaya pratuhu sutava na brahat bandhu suradha kuta eva chen tasmad bhavat pratyo patipanatam nyo nanat bhavet gatar अंधर्मं तत् विधि। ट्रांसलेशन। आवर हस्बैंड्स फादर्स सन्स ब्रदर्स अदर रिलेटिव्स एंड फ्रेंड्स वेल विल नो लॉन्गर टेक अस बैक एंड हाउ एनीवन एल्स be willing to give us shelter. Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at the lotus feet, at your lotus feet, and have no other designation, O please, chastiser of enemies, grant our desire. Actually, I was given different verse. It was like different from what have. Yeah. I was given 32. Anyways, I'll speak on this. From Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments as following: from their very youth of the Brahmanas wives and had heard about the Lord Krishna's beauty, qualities and sweetness from the women folk of Vrindavan villages. and also from the flower lilies and the betel nut shellers and others. Consequently, they always felt ecstasy, love for Krishna, and were indifferent to their householder duties. Their husbands, seeing them as dividend, doubted them as avoid dealings with them as far as possible. Now the wives of the Brahmanas were ready to formally reject their so-called families, neighbors, and out of great hesitation, they were crying and placing their heads upon the Lord's Krishna's lotus feet, offering obeisances. In this way, with the choking voice, they spoke the above words. They begged that the Lord Krishna bestowed upon them benediction, that he be their only designation, and he, the chastiser of the enemies, subduer of all their enemies, those who are in difficulties, obstructing them from attaining the Lord. The wives of the Brahmanas simply wanted to serve Krishna, Lord Krishna, and this is a pure Krishna consciousness in ecstasy love of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnananjanam Shalakayam Chakshurulmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Te Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschasya Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Once again, I'll read the translation. Our husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, and other relatives and friends will no longer take us back. And how would anyone else be willing to give us shelter? Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other designation, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desire. So, here we see that the wives of the Brahmanas, they were very attached to the Lord Krishna. At the same time, they don't want to go to back to their husbands. They don't want to continue their household duties, and they don't want to become again old lifestyle, take up old lifestyle. Since they attached to the Krishna consciousness, they were fully absorbed their mind in Krishna. But at the same time, they were thinking about what to do next. Because when they gave up everything for Krishna, and they willing not to go back home again, they were thinking that no one who's going to give us shelter. Because since you have taken the shelter of your lotus feet, and there will be no longer give us shelter for anyone. But we see that in that custom, in the four varnas and ashrams, like Chaturvarnam Gunasistam Maya. So, Chaturvarnam Gunasistam Maya Karmasa Gunabhasa. So, in the four Varanas and Ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi, and at the same time, four Varanas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. In this custom, like you cannot jump into Brahmana, into Kshatriya, Kshatriya, into Vaishya, Vaishya, into Sudra. Especially the ladies. They cannot go back again to their household duties because since they came out from the fire sacrificial arena thinking that Krishna is our destination, Krishna is our goal of life, and they rejected their husband, their sons, their brothers, their relatives, thinking that they will not come back again. But whereas Krishna is testing their bhakti, because they understood that Krishna is the goal of life and Krishna is the only shelter for us. And if they go back to their home, they understood that nobody is going to give shelter to them, because they strongly felt that once they come out of their homes without their permission of their husbands or friends or brothers or relatives, they cannot be accepted. It's like you are out of the community, you cannot come into this community. Like that. So, but at the same time, they are thinking that they have a full confidence that Krishna is the only shelter. How they got the confidence that Krishna is the only shelter for them? By hearing from the different sources. They heard that qualities of Krishna, beautiness of Krishna, sweetness of Krishna from the women folk of Vrindavan villages and from the flower ladies and from the betel nut sellers. They heard from different sources. Hearing Krishna Katha is very, very important. Nowadays, hearing Gramya Katha is becoming more important. Krishna Katha, which will take you to the liberation, whereas Gramya Katha means in sense like Prajalpa. Talking Prajalpa will take you away from Krishna consciousness. Interestingly, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalpo Niyamagra Janasangasya Toljamsa Sadvir Bhakti Vinashati. So, when you do Prajalpa, in the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that when you do Prajalpa, you will take away from the Krishna consciousness. In the Nectar of Devotion, it is mentioned, like, it is quite natural, like, excuse me, throughout the day, what activities you are going to do, the next day morning, you will reflect on your mind. You observe in the chanting, throughout the day, how you deal with the people, what you talk, and whom do you associate with. And next day, it will reflect on chanting. And we say that, Prabhu, we don't have a taste for the holy name. It's quite natural, right? What are the things you are doing in the previous day? What activity you are doing? The same thing will reflect on the next day. Like, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Newton's third law. What action you do, the equal and opposite reaction the mind is going to reflect. That's why we should stay in the association of the devotees, practice Krishna consciousness, hear Krishna Katha, and do the devotional service, and then your mind will be favorable to Krishna consciousness, favorable to chanting, favorable to hearing. That's why Mangala Arati, Guru Puja, Bhagavatam class, it's all given to us, Srila Prabhupada, not to just waste our time. It is to induce, it is just to engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness activities. We cannot engage ourselves throughout the day by only chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is not practical. And at the same time, we cannot engage ourselves throughout the day by just doing kirtan. That is also not practical. because we got this material body. Of course, we may say that chanting Harinam is transcendental, this is from spiritual world. We can say a number of excuses. But think about yourself that we got this material body. This material body needs 6 to 7 hours sleeping, 6 to 7 hours rest, and the body needs taken care of regularly, and the body needs clean ourselves internally, externally, and the body needs some kind of nourishment by taking prasadam. So these are all things we need to. That's why Srila Prabhupada has given perfect program. If you just put yourself into the perfect program of Srila Prabhupada, whatever the things we are given, then automatically our mind becomes engaged in Krishna consciousness just by hearing. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, that throughout the day you can contemplate on this verse. It is a very beautiful verse that in the purport it says that the wives of the Brahmanas heard the Krishna Katha, Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, about Krishna, from the different people, like those who make flower garlands, and those who sell betel nuts, and others, and the women from the Vrindavan villages. But if you go outside of step, if you step outside of the temple, you see many people. They don't speak Krishna Katha. I mean, they don't talk of Krishna anything. I mean, they don't know anything about Krishna Katha. Because this is Kali Yuga, that is Vrindavan, it's not Kali Yuga. There are people, every city, and every person, every betel nut seller or flower garlands, everybody wearing Krishna consciousness. Whereas now, nobody is in Krishna consciousness. You know, when you go step outside of the temple, only few people you find it. Actually, we should preach them to bring into Krishna consciousness. So we cannot find the conducive, we cannot find favorable atmosphere outside the temple. Among the devotees, yes, you can find. And at the same time, what you need to speak is Krishna Katha. The wives of the Brahmana simply wanted to serve Krishna. This is the pure Krishna consciousness in ecstatic love of Godhead. So the wives of the Brahmanas, though they know the Shastras and everything, but their goal is fixed. Their aim is fixed, that Krishna is the ultimate shelter of our lives. We also practice in Krishna consciousness, but our goal is not fixed. That's why we struggle with our mind. That's why Indian says, the mind is only cause for the bondage and liberation. In the Amrita Bindu Upanishad, it says, Mana eva manushyanam, karanam bandha mokshayo, bandha vishaya sango, mukta nirvisham manaha. Whenever the mind engages in Krishna consciousness, it leads to you liberation. Whenever the mind is engaged in the sense gratification, it leads to you bondage. Simple definition. So why Krishna is saying mind here? In the throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Man mana bhava bhakto madhyadvinam namaskuru." Think about always of me and do practical service of me. And in the Vaishnava Acharyas also say that, "Baja hure mana shri nanda nandana." Engage your mind. So only mind is focused here, because mind is only the thing that will. Nobody will stop you from chanting Hare Krishna except your mind. We may give excuses that Prabhu, this devotee is disturbing, that one is disturbing, these circumstances is disturbing. Of course, it can disturb to some extent, but it cannot disturb you to fully. We cannot give excuses that this person is so and so disturbing my mind. You know, but at the same time, we should think that the mind is only cause for mind. What is the activity of the mind? To accept what is favorable, to reject what is unfavorable. Mind will accept only thing which is least resistance. Something which will take you energy, which needs your focus, which needs your attention, the mind will reject. You observe yourself, like You may, if you are given two opportunities to chant Hare Krishna or take prasadam, which one will mind option? Obviously prasadam. And at the same time, take Ekadasi prasadam or chant Hare Krishna. Which one it will take? Think about that self. So take prasadam and chant Hare Krishna on Ekadasi especially. And at the same time, think about yourself putting in a situation where it is least resistance. Mind needs which is least resistance, and also mind needs always new things. It doesn't need old things. Always, okay, what is new today? What is excitement? You know, that is followed in the material life. That's why material people, they will bring all the kind of new things. New movies, new songs, new dress, new cars, and new clothes, and new style, new way of, new mobiles, you know, one after other, like iPhone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it will go on till 100. But still, a newness will not give you permanent satisfaction. Correct? It makes sense. So newness, it will there for temporary. It will not give permanent satisfaction. That is comes under mode of passion. Passion people always need new things. Oh, the same Hare Krishna mantra, the same Bhagavatam, the same, you know, Mangala Arati, the same deities. The mind will say that, okay, today it is same thing. It is going to same Krishor Kishor, it is going to same. But the same thing you find, Rasa. That's why Krishna called Rasa Raj. Why we find taste of Hare Krishna mantra? Because it is ever fresh, ever new. But to get that, mind is playing the trick that this is not new, okay, this is Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam class is not new, or same person is speaking. And, but then you will get the realization which will not give you in this material world. That's why in the Hare Krishna mantra, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. This Hare Krishna mantra is Golokera Premadana. It's a treasure of the Goloka. Like if you have some amount, like if you have some Lakshmi in your bank, that is your treasure. You will not open your locker and go away, right? You will keep it safe and locked and everything perfect. Make sure the securities are there. Make sure that password is protected. Make sure that the bank is proper. Why forget about the bank? You just mobile phone. You have all the codes. There's a code for the opening the mobile, and there's a code for the opening of WhatsApp, and there's a code for the opening of our drive. Google Drive, there's everything, there's a code, is well protected. But whereas Krishna, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, broke the treasury and given everybody the holy name, chance to chant Hare Krishna mantra. But at the same time, we should also understand the value of the Hare Krishna mantra and the value of Krishna Katha and the value of the association of the devotees. Because in that, when Krishna was present in the Dwapara Yuga, everybody were Krishna consciousness. It is easy to become Krishna consciousness, you know, very easily. But whereas in Kali Yuga, nobody is Krishna consciousness. Even our mind, we say that, okay, this chanting is done, this Hare Krishna mantra is done, okay, morning program is done, I can do myself. Even our own mind says that, no. Just think of the situation where how we are. Again, it is, you know, if you go to speak to a flower vendor, if you go to speak to any shopkeeper, he will speak Krishna Katha. In the past time, you know, you must have heard about this. This past time, like in Vrindavan, a fruit seller, a lady, her business is to sell the fruits. But she is remembering all the, it's difficult her to get out of Krishna consciousness. That is their, you know, that is their problem. What is our problem? To get in Krishna consciousness is our problem. While she is selling the fruits, these fruits are available for a cheap price, please come and take it. That is our, that's how she should shout and call the customers, and she should buy. Instead of that, she is saying, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So it is very difficult for her to get out of Krishna consciousness. But whereas our situation is very difficult to get in Krishna consciousness. That is their problem, this is our problem. This is quite opposite, you know, 365 degrees. 360 degrees, we are here, 360 degrees, they are there. So, that is their problem. Even then the household duties, when the gopis are performing, one time, she drawing the water from the well. How you draw the water from the well? You take a rope and tie it to a pot and put it in that and draw the water from that. Instead of doing that, she tied a rope into her son's neck, like here. And she dropped the son. And she was saying, oh, just what I am doing. She realized that instead of tying her pot, and she tied her son. That much she cannot be, that much she is, you know, absorbed in the Krishna Katha. She is always thinking of Krishna. And the gopis of Vrindavan, they are always like that. They're praying, oh Krishna, please get out of my mind. I want to do some household duties. That is their problem. But because they had Krishna consciousness everywhere. Each and every person, whomever you speak to, they have Krishna consciousness. At the same facility, opportunity we have given among the devotees of the Lord. With the association of the devotees, we got to hear these pastimes of Krishna Katha, like among the devotees. And when we hear Krishna Katha, the more you hear, the more you absorb in the Krishna consciousness. Like Vaisheshika Prabhu says, the more you show, the more you sell. That's what billboards and all the advertisements are doing. The more you see the billboards, okay, this shaving cream is for excellent, it is good for you, or this perfume is good for you, keep on bombarding to your mind. And that will get into your consciousness. And one day, you know, you will get into a store and you see the same product and you will buy. Because the more you saw that ad, the more you saw that advertisement, the more people are speaking on that. Even your friend spoke that, even your close buddy, he has spoke, oh, I use this product, you know, I use this perfume, I use this hair shampoo, I use this cream, it is very good. Just by hearing once, you trust your buddy, your folk friend, and you put investment in that company and you buy. Think about the Krishna consciousness. Hearing about Krishna Katha. The more you hear about Krishna, the more you develop the taste for the holy name. That's why we see that, you know, gopis of Krishna, gopis in the Vrindavan, they always hearing about Krishna. And at the same time, they were carrying out their household duties. And at the same time, they were never away from Krishna consciousness. Similarly, the Brahmana's wives also, they were pure love of ecstatic, pure love of Krishna consciousness. What do you mean by pure? The pure incense, which doesn't have any ulterior motivation, hidden desires. Okay, if I offer something to Krishna, what I am going to get in return? That is, they don't have. If we see so many people come, go to temple, church, mosques, and they pray, and they offer something from their pocket to Hundi, and they say that, okay, I have these desires, please fulfill. That's it. They will say, okay. Then again, they will come to temple, and they will say that, last time I came to temple, I put this much in Hundi, I had gave you this much offering, what happened to that? They will make Krishna as a bellboy. You know, when you go to hotel restaurant, you just ring the bell, ding 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 ding. I came again. That's why we have a bell here. We'll ring the bell. Oh Krishna, I came last time. This is what I kept. You know, my offering letter. This is a desire I have. The what happened to those desire? Again we'll remind. Again we'll come. Ding 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 ding. What happened to my desire? What happened to my wish? What happened to my this thing? So that's why. But whereas the gopis of Vrindavan, brahmanas, they are in pure state. Whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, they will accept. Whatever is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness, reject. Anukulesa sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam. But this is favorable to Krishna consciousness, or they will accept it. That's why they rejected their father, their husband, their brothers, and their relatives. Because they know this is favorable to Krishna consciousness. They didn't care about their community, their caste, and their shelter. Because they're going to think that Krishna is going to give ultimate shelter. We don't have that conviction. Why? Because we have some reservations. We think that, oh Prabhu, this is not practical for us. Burijana Prabhu says, oh, this is not practical, this is not practical. In this way, bhakti is also not practical for me. Prabhu, this is not practical, this is not practical. Prabhu, getting up early in the morning, this is not practical for me, this is not practical for me. In that way, saying practical, practical. What is practical? Bhakti is not practical for me. Ultimately, we give up bhakti. The bhakti means it's not like it is favorable. Why it is not favorable? Because we are not practicing from our childhood. Kaumaram acharet prajna. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, at the young age, when you train up your mind to become Krishna consciousness, then it will become. Then you will be in Krishna consciousness. When at the same time, the atmosphere should be also favorable to Krishna consciousness. We are not Prahlad Maharaj that we are put in the midst of the demons where they don't chant Hare Krishna mantra, they don't chant everything. But at the same time, we are not other way around that everybody is Krishna consciousness. We are in between, you know, we are neither here nor there. So, when Prahlad Maharaj was preaching, because he is a Mahajana, at the same time he got instruction from Narada Muni when he was in the mother's womb, and he would have practiced. That shows us at least Prahlad Maharaj started from the age of 5 or 7. Why can't we start from now? Whatever your age are, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65. Any moment you can start Krishna consciousness, it will act like a fire. You know, in a forest fire, just it will take seconds. Recently we have seen in Australia, the whole forest got burned. No animals survived. You know, no fire engine, no military, no navy, no nothing could, you know, reduce that fire, you know, distinguish the fire. Because that is the power of fire. Once it started, it will skip everything. Similarly, the bhakti is like that. Once you start, it start burning all the anarthas from your heart. Then you can start Krishna consciousness. But the thing is that you have to fight with the mind and fight with the association. We should make sure that you'll get proper association. Make sure that you should get you whatever the activities that you are doing that should be favorable to Krishna consciousness. Make sure that people around you, at least if they don't speak Krishna Katha, at least they should be favorable to your activities. Then next day you see your chanting, it will be rapidly improvement. Otherwise, if you keep yourself in a different association, and it is very struggling for our next day chanting, because the brahmana's wives, they came out of that association because the brahmanas are not in Krishna consciousness. That's why they rejected. Because they know that the goal of life is Krishna consciousness. We also rejected our family, our friends, our association, our best friends, our brothers, our sisters. I mean, we we did not reject it completely, but at the same time we don't take their association also to becoming Krishna consciousness. We may preach some of our brothers, sisters, our father, mother. Sometimes we try to preach. If it is not favorable, we should keep ourselves away from distance and not to criticize them. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interestingly said, two things if you do in your life, you will go back to home, back to Godhead. First is chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, and don't criticize any living entity. He did not say, interestingly, devotees or animals or any other things. He said, any living entities. You should not criticize. If you do these two things, and this is easy to. And also you observe, it is my experience that if you criticize somebody, or if you know criticize someone, or if you unnecessarily chastise someone, or you know, if you do something bad to somebody, next day when you take up your bead bag, when you start chanting, you will observe how mind will become unfavorable, because the whole throughout the day you were contemplating on that person. That's why you will not get the taste, and you will eager to finish our rounds rather than getting our own. It's like a Govardhan hill, you know, holding on one finger. How long we should hold that? After when you finish 16 rounds, okay, Ammaya, done. It's a big relief. When you're chanting, you should get relief. But we say other way around, when chanting is finished, we'll get big relief from that. So that's how, you know, we should, that is not good rounds. Whereas you see that here in the board, it is written like 16 good rounds. That is not good rounds. Then Krishna is also distressed. Okay, when you will going to finish, I will go some other devotee. When you are finishing 16 rounds, okay, done, you are done, okay, I am also done, okay, we will go. So he will also go, you will also go. And that's my thoughts. So since we have thrown at your lotus, we should also throw ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna. By our mind, body and words. Mind, body and words. How we can throw ourselves mind, body and words? First thing is mind, by thinking of activities of Krishna consciousness. If that is not practical, thinking of service of Krishna's service, like doing sevas. If that is also not practical, think of slokas. If that is also not practical, you know, chant, do some kirtan, learn some instrument. That should be a practical. Or do book distribution. That's how you engage your mind. And how about the words? By discussing Krishna Katha, if that is not practical, discussing about our anarthas with other devotees. Because that is also in other way, in other direction. Krishna consciousness, like when you discuss our anarthas with the other person, you know, he is helping you to become Krishna consciousness. Okay, if that is not practical, say about learn some mantras or chant Brahma Samhita when you get a time. Because we are forced to, we should force ourselves to become Krishna consciousness. It's like arranged marriage. In arranged marriage, you see the wife and husband, they have to sync their thoughts, sync their ideas, or sync their habits with other person. Like harmonize their, you know, wife's, you know, ladies' thoughts to husband's thoughts. Harmonize husband's thoughts to wife's thoughts. You know, harmonize. You know, you like this, I like that. You like this, I like that. You know, you should get understanding about each other. Then the relationship will have strong in everlast, long, for a long period of time. If the wife doesn't understand husband doesn't understand the wife, and there will be simply havoc in the family. That's why we, our situation is like that. We have arranged marriage with Krishna. You should understand Krishna, and you should understand their devotees, you should understand the scriptures. It will take time. But whereas in the brahmanas, wives of the brahmanas of Vrindavan, gopis of Vrindavan, they are love marriage. Now, spontaneously they see Krishna, spontaneously they get attracted, you know, spontaneously they harmonize their thoughts, action, words in Krishna, favorable to Krishna consciousness. We cannot get spontaneously attracted to Krishna. We cannot see, it's just like it is spontaneous attraction means just as soon as you see the deities, you should be fainting. But it is not happening. You know, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he entered the Jagannath Puri, he just saw deity and he was fainted. But it is, does that happen to us? I mean, for me it is not happening. Does it happen to us? No, because we don't have spontaneous attraction towards Krishna. That's why to get, we will, I mean, Srila Prabhupada is giving assurance, you will get to that state. It is given assurance by acharyas. Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, they will give that assurance. But when? There is a condition. Follow four regulative principles, chant Hare Krishna mantra, attend morning program, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you will get this. And our mind says, our mind will focus on always on what not to do, not what to do. You know, just to divert from that attention, we should focus on what are the do's. Automatically don'ts will be taken care of. If you just focus on don'ts, you will not do do's. So, in this way, we can engage ourselves and become pure love of Krishna consciousness in a gradual process. It is not a spontaneous process. It is not a 6 months course like we take up a course in any institute. They offer course, 6 months course, driving course, or job training course, 6 months, 2 months, 3 months, you will become perfect. But this is not like that. This is a warning. I mean, wherever you are state at your level, then Krishna consciousness will take you from there to highest level. If you are in basement level, Krishna consciousness will give access to basement level also. If you are in fourth floor or the highest level, from there also you will take Krishna consciousness. Just like I'll end with this one small analogy. We see around ourselves like the different schools, buses, right? Some school buses offer to come to your home and take you to the school. Some school says that you should come to certain stop and they will take you to the school. So which one you choose? The intelligent person will choose, the bus comes which to our home, right? Not we will go to some other stop and we'll take bus there. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Krishna consciousness is like wherever you are, whichever state you are, whichever situation, whichever country you are, the Krishna consciousness will come there, and from there to it will take you to the highest. From Cheto Darpanam Arjanam to till the end of the verse. What is the end of the verse? Shrastakam verse. Yeah, it will take you to there. First, your condition is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Clean ourselves. It may be a piles of mud, it may be piles of garbage, it may be tons of anarthas. The chanting of Hare Krishna mantra will start cleansing. So, it's 8:20. I'll stop here. If you have any questions, thoughts, comments.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your class. You always make wonderful points. The point I want to highlight is you were mentioning we should hear all the time and eventually it will go in. The more you hear, the more it will go in, I believe. Is that correct? So this brought to mind something that, you know, Prabhupada said, one of his disciples, basically, I'm reading later this point to what Prabhupada says. We see that Prahlad Maharaj, he says, he makes a distinction between, I believe the term is Bhajanandis and Goshanandis, something like that. I could be pronouncing it wrong. But those who only care about themselves. And Goshanandi means those who care about others, those who connect with others. So we see that Prabhupada, and there's the chapter in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, it says New Jagannath Puri. That's entitled, the chapter of that title is called New Jagannath Puri. And Prabhupada says, if you just hear all the time, but you're not sharing, it's useless, and you'll never learn anything. And one thing I appreciate about that is that we're all meant to extend each other to others, like an extension cord. An extension cord, if an extension cord is just connected to its power source, it's still useless. It has to connect to a particular object to be useful. And so Lord Chaitanya says, Bharta bhumi te hoila manusha jamaya jamakara kari pada upakar, something like that. He says, first connect to Krishna, then try to connect to others. And this way your life will be successful. And I feel like from this pastime, one obstacle that I feel like many devotees face in sharing Krishna consciousness with others, even if despite hearing it, is that they may think, oh, I don't know so much. I don't know like tons of scriptures. So many wonderful devotees know the scriptures way more than me. That's their duty. Why should I preach Krishna consciousness? So this question was put before Prabhupada in the same chapter of the Lilamrita, New Jagannath Puri. A devotee named Upendra, he asked Prabhupada, he says, Prabhupada, should we hear Krishna Katha and study Krishna Katha for many years and then preach? So Prabhupada says, he says, no. If you learn two lines, preach those two lines. And the reason I appreciate that is because we see, like, I'll give the politicians as an example. They ascend to power because they could give speeches composed of thousands of words. But why they remove from power? Because they couldn't practice one word, humility. Same with the brahmanas here, or Durvasa Muni, all these proud scholars in the scriptures. So Buddha, he says a very nice quote. He says, even though a speech be 1,000 words, but made up of senseless words, one word of sense is better, which if a man hears, he becomes quiet, peaceful, and humble. Urva bahu kadi koha shuna sarva loka, nama sutra ganti pada kante a shloka. This verse is from the Adi Lila, chapter 17, verse 31 and 32. It says, we may know thousands of shlokas, but if we don't know one shloka, Trinadapi Suni Chena, Todor Iva Sahishnuna, then what is the use? And we see that throughout the history of either politics or superficial religionists. You could quote so many things, but what happens? When you're put in provoking circumstance, somebody criticizes your class, what happens? You forget all the shlokas. The only thing you can remember is curse words. That's why the Gita...
What's your question?
Huh?
Question.
Yes. Here's my question. And that's why the Gita says, when we become angry, we forget all the shlokas. We just start finding fault with others. So my question is that what do you recommend to increase people's, or let's say, what are some recommendation you would say to people who think like the wives of the brahmanas, or we may perceive that how they think, like, I don't know so many shlokas. What are some steps you can encourage to give people that inspiration? That, you know, just learn one shloka and then learn many shlokas, but make sure you learn one shloka and still Krishna will be pleased. I don't know if my question was clear, but my points were clear, but maybe you could expand on my points if my question wasn't clear.
Yeah, it's like what I understood is like you're asking what is the situation Brahmana's wife are put into. Like
we could do to encourage those who may feel that why should I preach Krishna consciousness, you know, I don't know so many shlokas.
Yeah, like appreciating Krishna consciousness doesn't mean that you have to come to temple and chant Hare Krishna. That is not also, that is one way of appreciation. But at the same time, if you are going for distribution of book, if somebody is smiled at you and took a book, that is also appreciation to Krishna consciousness. If somebody is just smiled and they didn't take a book, that is also Krishna consciousness. If somebody just, you know, they just walk in and they just make you feel that you are from some other planet, and they make you feel that, okay, this is not something which is acceptable, then that is not favorable to Krishna consciousness. It is favorable of Krishna consciousness in many ways. We can understand that if somebody is criticizing us, you know, that is also not favorable to Krishna consciousness for them. But we keep going what we are doing. We keep doing what we are doing. Mataji, you have any? Okay.
Akashi, one last point. Maybe you could elaborate on this. One analogy I appreciate is that regarding your point, we see if you go parachuting with thousands of books with a book bag, you're going to die. But if you go parachuting with a parachute, you'll live. So we see that the purpose of knowledge, the purpose of a parachute is to save our life when we fall out of a plane. So we see the purpose of wisdom is meant to save our spiritual life when we fall into difficulties. And so we see it's not necessary to carry a book bag of useless knowledge, useless shlokas, if we can't remember any of these shlokas when things don't go our way. So you said Krishna consciousness, if we just do book distribution, we're doing Krishna consciousness. Yes, but at the same time, it's Krishna consciousness. You said if somebody criticizes us or ignores us on book distribution, what's generally the tendency? I can't speak for devotees, but I think devotees could be honest. My mentality isn't Krishna conscious. So unless you read the books to know how you respond to when people ignore you, insult you, then you won't remain in Krishna conscious. You just criticize, oh, these are the sinners. These are demons. We may not consider that I'm also a demon too. I'm going through anarthanavritti. I'm a demon. That's why I'm thinking, I wish they fall down. I hope they get hit by a car, you know, for offending a Vaishnava like me. So my kind of question kind of stands, but maybe you would like to end class, maybe not, but that's my question. How to maintain your Krishna conscious, you know, when we say maybe it's Krishna conscious, but actually it may not be Krishna consciousness. So we see that all the time. That's why people leave Krishna conscious, or they're always fighting with each other. Why? Because they're not Krishna conscious. That means you have to hear and read the books and share with others. So I don't know if you have any...
Yeah, sharing is a very good thing. Sharing, whatever you hear, you should share. Then you will... remember and be in Krishna consciousness. That's what. Okay. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Vandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gopi.